Here in the U.S., TV viewers got a really good look at what was happening in Tiananmen Square 25 years ago. That's because it was one of the first examples of a big breaking international news story that was covered live. The day-to-day coverage of the Tiananmen protests had Americans riveted. But the reason there was so much news coverage of those 1989 events was a fluke. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
All the big TV networks were there.
The world's largest public square has now become the scene of the biggest demonstration in the history of communist China.
The news media didn't rush to Beijing to cover the protests, though. They were already in China to report on something completely different.
It was an accident of history that led to so many foreign journalists being in Beijing during the spring of 1989.
Mike Chinoy was CNN's Beijing bureau chief.
It was only because the Chinese were hosting Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev for this historic summit that would put an end to the 30-year-long Sino-Soviet dispute that prompted Beijing to agree to let so many international media come to China.
Chinese officials were so hot for publicity, they gave the networks permission to put satellite dishes, microwave transmitters, and extra crew in the place where Gorbachev would get his grand welcome, Tiananmen Square.
And then the protesting students literally stole the stage on which this Gorbachev summit pomp and ceremony was to have been played out.
When the demonstrations became the story, the Chinese government moved to put a lid on it. Chinoy describes it all in a documentary he's produced called Assignment China, about the history of American journalists who worked there. At CNN's headquarters in Beijing, two Chinese officials showed up at one point to shut them down. So the network went live, and viewers could see exactly what was happening.
The government has ordered us to shut down our facility. We are shutting down our facility.
Can we sign off?
Yeah, let's be burning.
That's the story to the moment for all of the hardworking men and women of CNN. Goodbye from Beijing.
That live sign-off by CNN's Bernard Shaw was a historic moment for broadcast news, Chinoy says. For the Chinese government, though, the student-led protests upstaging the Soviet summit was an enormous embarrassment, and the intense media scrutiny made it even worse.
Must have been incredibly humiliating and infuriating to Chinese leaders, and to Deng Xiaoping in particular. This was going to be the crowning diplomatic achievement of his career. So that certainly was one of the factors that led into their decision to crack down.
Can you hear that gunfire?
We do hear it.
Okay, we've got to get out of here.
When Chinese soldiers shot their way into Tiananmen Square on the night of June 3rd, Richard Roth was reporting live from the scene by cell phone for CBS. It didn't take long for an army squad to go after Roth and his cameraman. This is what viewers heard live on the air.
Go!
This is New York. Does anybody hear us? This is New York. Does anybody hear us?
The CBS crew got roughed up and detained, but in the end, they were lucky. They weren't too badly hurt. Looking back, Mike Chinoy says foreign reporters covering the Tiananmen story made some mistakes. They tended to oversimplify the demonstrations, for example, as a Western-style pro-democracy movement.
The need for sort of journalistic shorthand to simplify explains why this became known as pro-democracy movement, which in the West and in the States, I think, was seen as sort of Western-style democracy, when the reality was the students were very idealistic, and some of them, a lot of them talked about democracy, but I don't really think they had any clear notion of what they meant by that.
But on balance, Chinoy says the international media did pretty well covering an episode that will haunt authoritarian governments in China for years. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.